The ideal thing is to have all medications available whenever, wherever it's supposed to be. And that is the aim of the pharmacy. But then sometimes it's out of our control. Sometimes we may not get stocked on time, maybe we're out. Sometimes we may not get our supplies from the suppliers on time. And it impacts on the system. And then there are other cases related to the patient. There are sometimes patients doesn't take the meds as they should. Patients stockpile the meds at home, which puts a little stress on the system. And also all of these have an impact on the availability for other patients, because sometimes a patient might come, they do not take it this month, and instead of say, okay, we have some at home for this month, then they keep taking and then they're going to pile up, and then sooner or later they have a whole pile that's going to be expired and has to be thrown away. So the patient has some responsibility in maintaining stocks too. What I need to bring out to the public too in that they have some responsibility. You go into a pharmacy, you make sure the person who's filling your prescription is a registered pharmacist, has some responsibility too in that they're supposed to display their registration, so a person can always ask who is the registered pharmacist if the person is registered. And by seeing the registration displayed, the patient has some knowledge. And it also adds some benefits to the patient in that the patient is aware that, okay, this is a trained professional who's dealing with my situation, and I can have some confidence and trust that he'll do the right thing for me.